Target stores have started to close for good across this country. The giant American retailer declared insolvency in January after less than 2 years in Canada. We have spoken in past about what Target's rather abrupt departure from this country means for employees and for neighborhoods. But it turns out that creditors have also been left in the lurch. From suppliers of goods and services to landlords, there are many people who are wondering if they'll ever see the money that they're owed by Target. Russell Bennett is a lawyer who specializes in bankruptcy and insolvency and is with me in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Is Target actually bankrupt?
It's a very good question. Technically, no. They chose, their lawyers chose and guided them, to file under the CCAA instead of the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act.
Okay.
The CCAA is the Companies Creditors Arrangement Act. And that act was made in the Depression in the 1930s to help companies reorganize and restructure. That's not what's happening with Target, though.
So why would Target then choose to close under that distinction rather than the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act?
Another good question.
well, they were advised by their lawyers. Yeah,
yes.
A strategic decision.
Very strategic. And it's obviously to defeat a lot of the creditors. For example, you mentioned in the opening statements that there are trade creditors that are out. So you've got companies that have supplied Target with goods and services that are going to have a hard time collecting. And under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act, see, in Canada, there's two acts you can choose. And companies that have more than $5 million of debt typically go with the CCAA. Hmm. Because there is no 30-day goods provision. So creditors that supply goods to Target under the BIA would be allowed to take back their goods 30 days before they filed for protection, but not under the CCAA. They're out.
So how do those creditors go about getting the money that they're owed?
Well, in the last couple of months, you've seen a lot of American companies that have come into Canada to offer these companies, these creditors, 40 cents on the dollar, 35 cents on the dollar. And so they have a choice. Do they take this lesser amount or do they try and pursue Target?
But Target has made a deliberate decision to, as you're laying this out, to exit the country not by filing for bankruptcy, but under this CCAA Act.
That's right.
That leaves the creditors deliberately out of the picture, right?
Right. That's the point.
Target recently got a $1.6 billion tax break in the United States.
Amazing, isn't it? $1.6 billion. Is Canadians going to see any of that break? No, of course not.
Not at all.
Not at all. You know, it speaks to the larger issue of American companies coming into Canada and setting up shop. I mean, do you know how many stores Target had in Canada? They had 133 stores.
Okay.
They employed 17,600 people who are going to get less on average than $5,000 on leaving Target. That's a lot of people. You know, I was just in one of the stores last month with my son, my three-year-old. He wanted to buy an Anna doll to accompany his Elsa doll for the, you know. So we went in, we bought this because it was on sale, right? A little bit less. And I'm at the checkout with this woman who's in her 50s, and I say to her, you know, so what are you going to do? She looked at me and she said, I have no idea. And there's a lot of Canadians who are in that position now. They don't know what they're going to do.
So what are we as a nation supposed to do, if anything, to better protect women like the one that you met at the cashier,
okay,
but also the creditors who are owed money, people who got into business with Target in good faith and now see,
yes,
that faith being shaken,
like pharmacists too. Pharmacists got taken out as well.
So what do you do then to protect yourself?
The CCAA needs to be strengthened for example, for all these trade creditors.
But the point of that act was to allow them to
restructure, reorganize.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you still want to have an ability for all these suppliers of goods to be able to take their goods back.
But why should a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar company like Target be allowed to leave under the CCAA?
Why should they be allowed?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, why should it apply to them? If they're not going to restructure, shouldn't they have to, if they say we can't make a go of it and we're going to file for bankruptcy in quotation marks, shouldn't they have to do that under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act?
you can't really force them one way or the other. It's their choice. What creditors could have done was to, and in the first month they had a choice to, but they didn't. They could have forced them under the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act. Mm. And it was the choice of all these different councils counseling all the creditors to say, no, okay, we're just going to go under the CCAA as well. We'll follow Target's lead instead of taking the lead, which they could have done, and put them into bankruptcy.
But is there a role for government here to strengthen regulations about who, if you're going to come and set up shop here and make money in this country, that you need to play by some set of rules?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think by strengthening the CCAA for at least trade creditors would do that.
The takeaway here from your perspective is what? It's a big sigh.
It's you know, it's such a sad story. I think it's really to address the lawmakers to strengthen the CCAA so that they protect Canadian companies.
And in the meantime, people. For those pharmacists that you talked about, those creditors who are being offered 30 or 40 cents on the dollar, is that what they're going to be facing?
That's exactly what they're going to be facing.
All right, Russell, thank you.
Thank you.
Russell Bennett is a lawyer who specializes in bankruptcy and insolvency, talking about the outlook for Target Canada's creditors. If you are one of those creditors, somebody who is owed money by Target, and you're being offered that 30 or 40 cents on the dollar, we'd love to hear from you on that. Twitter, @MetroMorning, 416-205-5807.